Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we all have seen, the viral video of the piece of shit nurse and her piece of shit work husband who called her actual husband to say she's going to work another shift and actually goes to a hotel with her work husband, her work pookie. Now, there was actually two more videos, because at first we could have said maybe this was just a skit. However, there's a second video of the woman actually taking the walk of shame from the hotel. And there's actually a third video of the work husband, the work pookie, proclaiming that he got fired. Now, in my humble opinion, the actual husband should be granted an uncontested divorce. Now, the wife shouldn't be fired. No. She should keep her job and be made to pay alimony. But as we all know, when it comes to the family court system, the divorce court system, it is from the top down absolutely corrupt. Now, this weekend, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. And I'm going to be focused on a particular Bible verse. That's right, gentlemen. Leviticus 20:10. If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. That's right, gentlemen. Infidelity on a woman's part is in fact punishable by death in the Bible. Now, I find it very ironic that America loves to proclaim it is a moral Christian nation. However, when it comes to actually holding women accountable, oh no, the Bible goes completely out the window. However, gentlemen, I'm going to be presenting you an article of a woman who actually got caught in the act and terminated on the spot. That's going to be the focus of this weekend. So let's get started with the first article, in which this weekend there will be no time limits. So this article was published December 12th, 2022. And I had to make sure that I had not previously covered these articles. Man, 51, admits to fatally stabbing his wife after he caught her cheating because, quote unquote, he accepted nothing less than death. That's right, gentlemen. This man put Leviticus 20:10 into action. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A man has allegedly admitted to offlining his wife after learning of her affair, claiming that, quote unquote, he accepted nothing less than death as punishment. Curtis Williams, 61. Yeah, I know, there's a misprint. Was arrested after calling 911 and allegedly confessing to offlining his wife in their home in Indiana on Tuesday, WRTV reported. Williams allegedly offlined Claudette Williams, who was 51, and was taken in with a non-lethal laceration on his arm. The mark is to believe to have been self-inflicted. Officers think that Williams allegedly wanted to establish a claim for self-defense or tried to delete himself by self-deletion. Some of his statements were recorded in a probable cause affidavit, where Williams reportedly admitting to offlining his wife, saying that her behavior was quote unquote unacceptable, and that he quote unquote accepted nothing less than death. Williams spoke to investigators as he was being treated in a hospital for the cut on his arm. Quote unquote, "I lost my head, man," he said. Quote unquote, "I have destroyed my life." Williams said that he didn't come home on Monday night, and that when he came home on Tuesday morning, he found his wife in bed with another man. He allegedly chased the man from his house and claimed that his wife had stabbed him with a kitchen knife. Quote unquote, "She tried to stop me from getting him, and I cut her, and I cut her back," he said. He said that she cut him, trying to establish the self-defense claim. Police officers entered the home and found Claudette deleted on the scene. While she had a knife in her hand, authorities claim the blood droplets didn't indicate that she had used it to cut someone. Quote unquote, "It appears that the blue-handled kitchen knife was placed in Claudette's hand after her deletion in order to stage the scene," said Detective Travis Thompson in a court document. Quote unquote, "I believe that the injury to Curtis Williams Sr. was a self-inflicted wound in order to establish a self-defense claim or to commit self-termination." Williams was charged with termination and is being held without bond, according to county records. It's unclear if Williams had entered a plea at the time. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, this is a clear-cut case of a man who decided, you know what? I am going to enact Leviticus 20:10. This woman has dishonored me, disrespected me in my own house by bringing another man in there and, you know, letting him clap the cheeks. So yeah, I'm going to enact that particular Bible verse. Yep. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom, gonna give that a 30. Psychological impact. Of course, the other man ran for his life, so I'm gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, yeah, he literally put her to the sword. So I'm going to give that a 30 as well. So Curtis Cuddy Williams gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. I'm glad that Workplace Pookie decided to put those videos out, because there are far too many women, not just nurses, even though we all know that nurses ain't shit. Nurses truly are some of the most despicable women on this planet. But Workplace Pookie thoroughly exposed the work husband culture. There are so many men out there who've been convinced, who've been gaslit. Oh, such and such, you don't have to worry about him. No, gentlemen, no. Any man that your wife tells you not to worry about, that is the man that you already know you should be worried about. But once again, we over here in America live in a society to where husbands have been so thoroughly defanged, declawed, and deballed, I guarantee you that that wife is not going to face any sort of punishment. No, she's going to walk away. In fact, you will have the internet tell the husband that something was wrong with him. Yeah, you were inadequate in some way, shape, or form to where your wife decided that she was going to lay down with another man. Yeah, yeah. Once again, dumb black men decide to record this and put this out to the world. Yeah, as fucked up as it is, like I said, gentlemen, the silver lining is he has thoroughly exposed the work husband. Yeah. Yep. Now, I find it very rich. You have these pastors out here talking about men should still get married. Young men should still get married in this day and age. Yet, we have videos like this of wives openly cheating on their husband. You would have those same pastors come out and defend said woman. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. Yeah, right? No. More and more young men are not even going to the plantation. They've seen enough. Social media has shown them enough. Nope. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you working wives out there, this video that this young, dumb black dude put out about him clapping a married woman's cheeks, yeah, that has thoroughly exposed all of you. And yeah, gentlemen, your wife's working around a bunch of men, guarantee you, there's one of those men that she's setting up to have an affair with. Yeah. And people will say, well, you know, it's because blah, 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 blah. No. Instead of actually being an adult and sitting down and talking with your husband, nope, they want to be able to do their dirt and then turn right around and go back to their non-suspecting husband. So you better understand this, you working wives, and understand it crystally clear. The power that you thought you had in your deception has officially gone out. Feminism and the idea that your actual husband is not going to be able to do anything in retaliation to your infidelity, to your deception, that is going out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, in other countries, particularly Maskistan, the mere suspicion alone is enough to get you taken offline. However, over here, unfortunately, the vast majority of men, they know they can't do anything. However, I'm going to let you know, a lot of married men are literally thinking this one simple thought: if only I could get away with it. But there's always going to be a certain sector of men who, once they find out you've been unfaithful, guess what? That mask will go on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.